Creditworthiness is an important part of the loan origination process. To help financial institutions evaluate borrowers effectively, European Banking Authority's Guidelines on Loan Origination and Monitoring, GLM, provide clear standards. Let's dive a little deeper into assessing creditworthiness with GLOM compliance and how GLOM requirements align with best practices. The GLOM guideline provides a framework that aligns with industry best practices for assessing borrower creditworthiness. By following these guidelines, financial institutions can ensure thorough and accurate evaluations, reducing the risk of loan defaults. These EBA guidelines themselves are not mandatory, but when a national regulator implements them, they become mandatory for financial institutions in that country. These are the relevant guidelines regarding borrower creditworthiness. Number 1, collecting comprehensive borrower information. Institutions must gather detailed information about the borrower's income, employment, financial commitments, and household composition. This includes verifying employment status, checking income sources, and understanding the borrower's regular expenses and dependents. Number 2, evaluating credit history and repayment capacity. Institutions must emphasize the importance of analyzing the borrower's credit history. This involves reviewing credit scores, payment history, and existing debts to understand past behavior and predict future repayment capacity. Number 3, using qualitative and quantitative methods. Institutions must use both qualitative and quantitative methods in creditworthiness assessments. Qualitative methods evaluate the borrower's financial behavior and stability, while quantitative methods calculate debt-to-income ratios, analyze cash flow, and assess other financial metrics. This combined approach provides a holistic view of the borrower's financial health. Number 4, considering external factors. Although not explicitly covered by GLOM, considering external factors such as economic conditions, industry trends, and potential changes in the borrower's personal circumstances is a best practice, as they can significantly impact the borrower's ability to repay the loan. Number 5, regular updates and reviews. Institutions must regularly update and review the information used in creditworthiness assessments. This ensures that assessments reflect the most current information, allowing institutions to make better lending decisions and manage risks more effectively. Number 6, documenting and verifying information. Another best practice is to thoroughly document and verify all information collected during the credit assessment process. This ensures transparency and accuracy, which are crucial for regulatory compliance and risk management. By integrating these best practices with GLOM requirements, financial institutions can improve their creditworthiness assessments, ensuring robust and prudent lending decisions. This alignment not only meets regulatory standards, but also promotes sound risk management and financial stability. Implementing GLOM requirements can be challenging. Acura Lending is cloud lending software that makes implementing GLOM requirements a breeze. Furthermore, Acura Lending incorporates many best practices to make growing and running a lending business effortless. How does Acura Lending help to integrate GLOM guidelines? What are the best practices and industry standards for assessing creditworthiness? Acura Lending covers the entire lending space, from consumer to micro, small, medium-sized, and large enterprises. Each of these segments has specific requirements regarding collecting comprehensive borrower information. For example, for medium-sized businesses, ownership structure, annual reports, liabilities, and bank statements are important elements. For consumer lending, the borrower's income, employment, financial commitments, and household composition is important. Acura Lending supports all different types of borrowers and is able to store this information for further processing. Beyond the capability to properly collect and manage borrower information, it is important to ensure the information is reliable. In many cases, Acura Lending uses verified digital sources to obtain reliable information, such as validated XBRL, PSD2, and company registries. Acura Lending fully configurable underwriting framework contains rules concerning credit score, payment history, and existing debts. The pre-configured rule set of Akuro Lending is based on industry standards and best practices. Additionally, our clients are free to deviate and formulate different or additional rules. For example, a lender can decide to create extra stringent requirements regarding repayment capacity for business clients active in a specific sector. The evaluation of credit history and repayment capacity is included in the origination and monitoring workflows, making implementation really easy, using qualitative and quantitative methods. Akuro Lending supports a wide range of borrower types and related structured data, enabling the use of various quantitative models to determine borrowers' financial behavior and stability. Akuro's lending calculation engine includes models to calculate a variety of financial metrics. The low-code models allow institutions to implement custom metrics with ease. Akuro Lending also supports various qualitative methods to establish a borrower's financial behavior and stability. For example, in business lending, this can include an assessment of management expertise, customer satisfaction analysis, and an assessment of market position and competitive advantage. Akuro Lending has a flexible data model that allows all underlying data to be managed and used for analyses and as part of the underwriting framework. Akuro Lending has extensive data analysis capabilities, allowing for scenario analysis that simulates changing economic conditions and industry trends. This may lead to tightened underwriting criteria, changes in the risk model, and subsequent adjustments in pricing. During the COVID pandemic, Akuro Lending customers were able to analyze the impact on different sectors and adapt the underwriting framework accordingly. Akuro Lending supports regularly updating and reviewing the information used in creditworthiness assessments. At origination time, the regular monitoring frequency is determined, and the system initiates a monitoring workflow for the contract accordingly. Covenants may require different monitoring intervals, which can also be configured. This way, institutions manage risk throughout the entirety of a loan's life cycle. Akuro Lending has robust document management capabilities with an integrated verification process supporting full data lineage. Documents can be related to all kinds of entities, such as counterparty, collateral, or the loan object itself. Assessing borrower creditworthiness effectively is essential for compliant lending practices. By aligning with GLOM and implementing best practices, financial institutions can significantly improve their risk management and lending decisions. Consider evaluating your current creditworthiness assessment processes. Are they comprehensive and up-to-date? Are you leveraging the right technology to enhance accuracy and efficiency? Akuro Lending's advanced features and integration capabilities streamline your creditworthiness assessments, ensuring compliance and reducing risk. Interested to find out more? Feel free to get in touch.